Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to Podcast 905A of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, and a number of other platforms. Thanks very much for downloading us. Always look for You, the Owner's Manual. This is the medical news of the week, but most importantly, what it means for you so that you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Today, top story, calorie restriction trumps exercise, but both are great for you. 4 day a week, 30 minute of aerobic exercise is tied to reduce fatigue and disability. 250 calories per day reduction food intake is even better in a randomized study of people between 65 and 79 years old. That's really remarkable. They did it in old folks who were obese and showed they could both get thinner, more fit, and feel a lot better. This is for you. Story two, exercise, especially with a team or a buddy, is also linked to better mental health. 43% of bad mental health days a month, but too much than more than 2 hours at a time. That is, as long as you do under 2 hours and do it no more than 5 days a week, you get a 43% reduction in bad mental health days. And 5 days a week, more than 5 days, 6 and 7 is not as good as 3 to 5 days or less than 2 hours at a time. Third story, 150,000 containers of almond milk have been recalled because they contain lactose. And as the head of the FDA says, almonds don't lactate. Not clear why the lactose, regular milk, got in with the almond milk. And a randomized study shows what LeBron knows. You need to drink more during exercise, especially when you get hot. And is the paleo diet when men and women didn't make it to age 40? Remember, that's paleo. It's old age. And people in those eras didn't make it past 40. Why do you want a diet that's going to be only good for 40 years? Well, what's the data? Is it good for more than that? We'll come to what that data is in a few minutes. And the other highlighted story, too much sleep increases the risk of ear dying by 30% and coronary artery disease by 45%, a huge 3.3 million participant association study. Let's get to these right away. Remember, this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We not only give you the medical news of the week, but what it means for you. Top story. Randomized study shows what LeBron knows. You need to drink more during exercise when hot. Yeah, you normally, it should be obvious, right? When you're exercising and warm, you sweat out a lot, yet you will get dehydrated. So drink water. New athletes and a bunch of college football coaches, for some god-awful reason, have said to their players, eschew fluids. What does that mean? Avoid fluids during hot weather workouts. Don't be a sucker and do it, in the hopes that this privation may somehow make you stronger and tougher. Wrong. A new study suggests it doesn't make you better able to do the exercise and does have risks, increasing inflammation in your body, increasing the stress hormones in your body, increasing kidney stones. It's all kinds of badness. When the temperatures are hot, you should sweat. And when you sweat, you lose fluid. And you need to make it up. Don't get dehydrated. That vomit bucket at the end of practice, don't bother using it because you should hydrate during the practice. They took these people, randomly allocated them to exercise without fluid and with fluid. The guys with the fluid had just as much fitness as the guys without the fluid. And much better than that, they didn't have a lot of the side effects of high stress and inflammation. That goes with the second story of the week. Exercise, especially with a team or buddy, is linked to better mental health. You know that the average person in the United States says they have 3 days a month where they are, in fact, would rate their mental health as not good based on stress, depression, or emotional problems. When you exercise 3 to 5 days a week in less than 2 hours at a time or with a team or a buddy, you decrease those numbers by 43% to 1.6 days. So by this association, more exercise, more benefit to you. But don't do it more than 5 days a week, and don't do it more than 2 hours at a time. Walking is fine 5 days or 7 days a week. Too much sleep increases the rate of death by 30% and coronary heart disease by 40% in a huge 3.3-participant study. This is an association study, and found that people who were sleeping more than 10 hours regularly, not occasionally. So Dave Breckner, who's here as our visiting fireman here, he's a cardiovascular surgeon from Ballad Health in Tennessee, says he often, like me, works 2 or 3 to 5 hours a night of sleep, but then he catches up on weekends. And a lot of us do that, and that's fine. But if you're sleeping 10 hours a night regularly, that means that you're at much greater risk for death by 30% and much greater risk for heart disease. In this association study, it's huge, 3.3 million people, but it's only association, not randomized controlled. So somehow extra sleep increases your risk of heart disease and increases your risk of death, all other things being factored out. So they factored out the blood pressure, and they factored out, if you will, the smoking rates, etc. So my message on that is it's okay to do catch-up sleep, but don't go to extra long sleep regularly. Exercise is not as good as calorie restriction. That is, calorie restriction trumps exercise, but both are great for you. 4 days a week, 30 minutes of aerobic exercise is tied to reduce fatigue and disability, but 250 calories per day reduction in food intake is even better. In a randomized study of 180 obese people between 65 and 79. So this was done at the Wake Forest School of Medicine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Excellent work by Barbara Nicholas, who is the study's main author. And she said they looked at peak VO2. It increased in all of the exercise group by about 8%. It increased in the calorie restriction group by 14 and 16%. Not much more, the 16% than the 14%, and not statistically significantly more with greater calorie restriction. 250 calories restriction got people to have better fitness, better feelings about themselves, and they lost more weight. Pretty darn good. Calorie restriction a little bit, 2.5 pieces of toast, for example, avoiding a day, trumps exercise. But do them both, and you'll probably be better off. They didn't have that group in the bank, in the groups. FDA expands the recall of Valsartan. Valsartan, remember, was recalled when it was major chemical company in that was labeled major chemical company in China, which makes this is crazy. Three different countries' generics were made by the one factory in China, and were all sold at different prices by those three generics, Teva, I can't even remember the other two, but they weren't made by themselves. So who now, they've expanded, the FDA has recalled, they expanded the recall of Valsartan. Go to the FDA website if you want to look at this. It's FDA.com, no, it's FDA.gov.us or something like that. But anyway, you can search Google to FDA, which is what I did to find this information. And it's a much bigger recall, many more of the Valsartan preparations. That factory's making a lot of them. What's the problem with it? Well, they're contaminated with a low-level cancer-causing chemical. It's low-level. Only 1 in 8,000 people who took Valsartan for 4 years will develop cancer, according to the calculations. That's no reason to keep doing it, though. Want a 5% better chance of surviving a heart attack? Get a doc of the same gender or just a female doc. That's right. In this study of who survived, men survived better with male or female docs equally, but women survived much better with female docs. So the message is, get a, when you go to the ER, if you got chest pain, and as soon as you get said, you may have a heart attack, say, I want a female doc. See how well that goes. Anyway, it's unlikely to find a lot of female cardiologists. But in fact, at the Cleveland Clinic, you can do it. And the Cleveland Clinic actually has a gender neutral protocol. So you can say, do you have a gender neutral protocol? And instead of just getting a female doc. Sperm counts falling across the world. Is it glycophosphate or your underwear? Well, boxers are better by 15 to 33% for your sperm count in multiple studies. So boxers keep your temperature down, keep your sperm swimmers swimming better, and that may lead to better fertility if you want it. And hopefully you do, because we have too few children in America. I'm going to just read a title on the next story, because it is not yet clear how to boost your microbiome. But diet and probiotics both seem to work. Hopefully they'll work for you. Is the paleo diet right for you? Well, remember the paleo diet, people ran around all day, rarely lived past 40, so the risk of developing the so-called diseases of aging and of civilization is unknown. And I certainly wouldn't go on a paleo diet that wasn't a pesca paleo, meaning the only protein I want is fish. And plant-based proteins, and I would avoid all foods with saturated fat and simple sugars. The paleo diet does avoid food with simple sugars or things that go into sugar quickly. That's a rational part of it. The irrational part is that eating red meat and butter, et cetera, is healthy. It ain't. Egg yolks and red meat and cheese all change your microbiome to be a pro-inflammatory microbiome. Not good for you. Not good for your longevity. Not good for your health. Almond milk. If you got a carton of it, throw it out, because apparently the company that makes the biggest almond milk company, Breeze Vanilla, says that it may actually have real milk in it. Pretty ridiculous, eh? But it does. So, if you will, throw it out if you got almond milk and get a new one. That won't happen again. If you're lactose intolerant, you may have a problem with almond milk, even though you shouldn't. Next of the stories of the week that we're going to cover and that can help you live younger is one based on, well, let's come and say it's because if you stand and get dizzy repeatedly, dizzy when you stand once, no big deal. Dizzy when you stand repeatedly, it may be a low blood pressure, and orthostatic hypotension increases your risk of dementia and stroke risk by 50 to 100%. So if you find yourself getting dizzy on standing, talk to your doc about what can be done. Obviously, if you're on blood pressure pills, you decrease those in most cases, or change the order, or change the way it's written so that you didn't get it. But get up slowly, and if you find you're getting up and you're dizzy three times in a week, go and see your doc about what to do about it, because it does have some serious consequences. We did talk about lowering your blood pressure reduces Alzheimer's disease last week. I don't want to short circuit that. Go for 120 over 80 or less. That compared to 140 over 85 changed the risk of Alzheimer's disease significantly by about 14%. And next is a quickie. Inducing labor at 39 weeks avoids cesarean sections in a lot of moms. So if you're worried about cesarean section, have labor induced at 39 weeks rather than undergo cesarean section. And the last story, I don't know what to do about it, so I'm going to do it quickly, meaning we don't have something for you to do to take an action step on. But it says many U.S. high schools and middle schools are still not fully prepared for disaster, not even moderately prepared, especially rural schools. So do something with your school board to make sure they get prepared. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the news portion. This has been 905A. Thanks very much for listening. Ben, thanks for great engineering. And of course, thank you for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. We're on iHeart and Radio MD, as well as a number of other platforms. you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the show that gives you the medical news of the week, the most important medical news of the week, but especially what it means for you so that you can live at the top of your curve till near the end. Thanks again.